This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Florida is a national model for providing public access to government meetings and records. But state leaders are currently struggling with some new technology. Instant messaging and other forms of communication can be difficult to track, which could take official correspondence offline. Florida Public Radio's Tramell Gomes reports.
Senator Fasano? Here. Senator Lawson?
Florida is embracing the perks of advanced technology. The legislature just started piloting the use of electronic meeting packets instead of printing them on paper.
And I believe everybody received an email that contained a link to the e-packet's location on the internet for quick access and review in advance of the meeting.
Here in this state Senate committee meeting, everything is digital. But another piece of technology is causing concern, the use of cell phones like BlackBerries.
Yeah, that's like my lifeline, you know?
State Senator Mike Fasano is not what you would call an addict. He uses his BlackBerry but believes there's a proper time and place, and during a government meeting is not one of them.
Last year, during a committee meeting dealing with property insurance, there was a senator who was getting emails directed to his BlackBerry instantaneously from a lobbyist in the audience giving him questions to ask of the Office of Insurance Regulation. And that's just, in my opinion, way out of line.
Emails sent from a BlackBerry are easily tracked and archived by government servers. But the wireless devices can also send electronic messages in another way called pinning. And those communications often are not tracked. The practice stirred controversy last summer when staff members of Florida's Public Service Commission were caught exchanging PIN messages with a lobbyist of a utility it regulates.
People need to understand that they cannot use these kinds of modes of communication to conduct official business if they have no way of capturing the record that it creates.
Ann Wiseman is with the nonpartisan watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. She says during the Bush administration, some officials used Republican National Committee email accounts and pin-to-pin messaging to avoid record-keeping. She says states across the country need to be careful.
I'd be inclined to ban the use of BlackBerries during those kinds of proceedings just because of the risk that they could be used for inappropriate or improper ex parte communication.
But Ron Book, a Tallahassee lobbyist, disagrees. He says that's just not possible in this technological age.
Where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line at a BlackBerry, but yet it's okay to bring a personal computer in? Do you limit people to bring a computer in that's a state computer? And how much of that becomes accessible from a public records perspective?
Even though Senator Fasano chooses to leave his phone in his office during meetings, he doesn't believe there should be a ban.
Certainly a lobbyist should not be texting messages or pinning messages to a senator asking him or her to ask these specific questions. If that lobbyist had any courage or guts, he or she would get up there and ask those questions himself before the Senate committee.
Florida law already covers electronic communications, noting any discussion that has to do with public issues is a public record. Open government experts say it just comes down to enforcement and hope that governments can keep up with the changes in technology. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.